Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Star Spangled Eurovision. My name is Max. I am here with my fantastic co-hosts, Alex and Bart.
Hi, and you're fantastic too, Max.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much, Max. You're fantastic on some days.
Wow. Oh, okay. Wow.
Most of them, like 52%.
There's always room for improvement.
50 plus one, first past the post. We love it. Okay.
I'm sorry I challenged you to go farther.
I'll try to be the best version of me in Malmö, so we can party hardy. I'm excited.
That's all I ask for.
For, you know, double fisting vodka Red Bulls at the club. That's what I need.
That's my best version of myself. I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's see if now that I am 30 plus, I can do that still. All right. Well, we have another exciting episode for you guys. We'll be going over four more songs from this year's Eurovision Song Contest. So this week we have the entries from Italy, Germany, Moldova, and Estonia. So another exciting bunch. So let's jump right in. Our first entry is from Italy, one of the, one of our stand countries. Alex's
stand country. My stand country, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see if the streak continues with Italy being Alex's favorite of the year.
It always does.
The winner, 12 points. The winner of this year's Sanremo Music Festival was Angelina Mango with the song La Noia. So let's take a listen. Cosa vede il male, viene voglia di scappare, come iniziano a parlare. E vorrei dirgli che sto bene, ma poi mi guardano male. Allora dico che è difficile campare. Business, parli di business. Intanto chiudo gli occhi per firmare i contratti. Princess, ti chiama Princess. Allora adesso smettila di lavare i piatti. Muoio senza morire in questi giorni usati. Vivo senza soffrire. Non c'è croce più grande. Non ci resta che ridere in queste notti bruciate. Well, based on the fact that Alex almost broke my couch dancing, I think she liked it.
Listen. This is a bop, okay? Everything about it is fantastic. Like, she's going to clean up the vocals a little bit. She's not going to trip on her dress in the end. But even that was just charismatic and charming. Like, yes, Italy. Yes! So good!
Yeah, no, I really love this. And it's just fun. First of all, glad Italy's sending a woman. It's been a while. Thank God.
Thank God.
it's just really good.
Wait, was the last one 2016?
2016 was the last time Italy sent a woman. And I think the last...
She didn't even win. Someone else won. And they internally selected her.
I don't think any of the women who represented Italy since they came back to the competition have actually won Sanremo. So I think this might be, since they came back in 2011, the first woman to have won Sanremo to go to Eurovision, if I'm not mistaken. I think this is Angelina Mango's first Sanremo. So, like, fucking good for her. That's incredible. It was so fun. Like, she's very charismatic. I think the vocal was flawless, honestly. Like, it just, there's nothing that stood out to me as, like, unclean or whatever. I mean, it's an Italian song, so there's just like a lot of words, so maybe she stumbled once or twice, but like I thought it was fantastic. I don't know if I'm getting like Italy's gonna win again, but it's really good.
Yeah, I agree. Perfection. I thought vocals absolutely flawless. The camera work is like a little bit of a hot mess, but like she is so charming in a way that like I find it really endearing. I'm sure Italy will find a way to fuck up the staging of this somehow, but like it's so you can't help but dance. Like something about it feels so like the music it has so many different musical influences that it's so fascinating. It's just like fun to listen to, easy to dance to. Vocals are amazing. I don't even want to get into Sanremo because I've gone so down like Italian pop Sanremo rabbit hole that I love and just listen to the playlist. But this, I mean, this song also comes like, I believe it was Angelina Mango's first Sanremo, but this comes from like, it's co-written by Madame, who's like been in Sanremo, I think, a couple times now. She's an amazing songwriter. Produced by Dardust, who did Soldi also, or I believe.
Yeah.
Yes. Like she, like it comes with the voice. I will say, like, just like true MVP, the way she trills the R and a way I can't pronounce it in the pre-chorus, and then like I would say my two winner vibes of the year are like A, the intro, like the closing of Maria Teresa, as I said, and then this, the bridge of this when the music completely cuts out. Mm-hmm. And then swells back in when she trills the R again, is like beautiful chef's kiss. Great job, Italy.
I also love like seeing it from a distance. The conductor holding his pen up, like waiting for that R to come, so you know it's gonna come back, and you're like, when is it coming? When is it coming? And then on the roll of the R, it was just perfection.
Yeah, it's just a very satisfying performance, right? Like, it really just hits every beat. It's got those, you know, ups and downs. It's perfect.
You're going to have to reinforce your couch if you're going to play it again.
Yeah, it's just an extremely solid Italian entry. And, yeah, I hope they don't fuck up the staging, but it's...
Go Italy. I would say this screams top three to me more than winner, but well done. We love you.
Also, she's like so charismatic that she's gonna win over like the entire Eurovision like people. It, like,
I could see it as a winner though too.
Yeah.
I could see this just being like a big summer hit in Europe. Honestly, I think that is probably more the route it's gonna go than maybe winning Eurovision. But yeah, it's just solid package. Go Italy.
Thank you, Italy. Thank you for not letting me down ever. I love you.
All right. Well, let us move on to our other big five country.
Not necessary. I think that we have solidified our Eurovision right here and there.
If Italy loves to grace the top of the scoreboard, Germany loves to sit at the bottom and not go anywhere.
Such a rough intro country for them.
I felt really bad last year. I thought Lord of the Lost deserved better than last place, but you know what? Maybe they're cursed or they're just bad at this. But let's see if the trend continues with Isaac and the song Always on the Run. So let's take a listen. All I do is keep my head up, but it's time to keep the pace. Like I'm haunted by the voices deep within, no, they just never gonna fade. Okay, so we got what Germany normally gives us, which is a very mid song. This one is well sung. Isaac can sing it. It's certainly a bit dated. Like, it's kind of from that like mid-2000s, like stompy type, mid-2010s, sorry, like kind of stomper with a bit of that, you know, kind of like soulful vocal. Yeah, I guess when there's so many more interesting things going on in the songs that we've heard so far, I don't know where the votes are coming for this, you know? Like, I don't even think the jury would necessarily give this a lot of points, even though it's, like, I think perfectly competent, but so mid that it's not in anyone's top 10. And so I don't really have a lot of hope for this one. That said, like, I think sometimes Germany does have, like, a little, like, it's one of those things where, like, it could be, like, right on that border, so it could pull, like, a Michael Schulte from 2018 and, like, come in fourth for some reason, just because it's, like, everyone's 10th, and so it just gets enough points to, like, make it onto the scoreboard, but it could also be everyone's, you know, 15th and then just get 0 points from the televote. So I think it might be kind of on the border there, because I don't think there's anything here that's, like, offensive or bad, and I think for people who are like, oh, no, like, the songs this year are too interesting, let me vote for the most boring thing, which I think, you know, like, some grandma in Poland might want to do. Perhaps this is the one. But, yeah.
Why are you saying that about...
I picked a random country. I didn't mean to say Poland. Maybe
Poland.
Luxembourg. Spain. Anywhere. It just, like, you know, just someone who's, like...
Also, girl, I don't think the grandmas in Poland are voting for Germany, but we can leave that to the side.
Okay, sorry. I picked a random country that came into my head, but next time I'll take the geopolitics into account. Random, you know, Swedish grandma is probably voting for this, but I don't know. It's fine.
I actually quite like this, I have to say. I agree with you. I don't think it's going to light up the scoreboard. I feel like Jeffrey just always has horrible luck. So I feel like I also, like, in the past, like, I really thought Black Smoke by Anne Sophie is, like, a pretty good song, and it got dead last. I have to say, like, I personally have a lot of nostalgia for this, like, John Newman, like, late 2000s, early 2010s, like, everything more, like, late 2000s, like, soul, rocky, male, pop kind of sound. So, like, I quite enjoy it. I would agree with you. It's not, like, reinventing any wheels. I think it's better. I think it's the most respectable thing they're sending for a while. So I hope it doesn't fall flat, because, like, he does really sing the shit out of it. And it, like, he really brings an intensity to it. But I don't know. I don't even want to put money on Germany not being last place or second to last. But I'm hopeful. I think this is actually, like, something I would listen to again and enjoy. But he does kind of fall in my wheelhouse of pop that I like.
Yeah, like, if not to give Germany some pointers and tell them that they're going in the right direction, like, I feel like I would give it points just because I'm like, this could yield, you know, so much in the future. This is in the right direction. I enjoyed it. I mean, he sings the fuck out of it. I think that, you know, we'll see what happens with the staging. Germany just tends to, I don't know, they always find a way to kind of mess with it, and then they always get the bad luck about where it's positioned in the final. So I think, honestly, this is a song that probably would have benefited being in one of the semis, just to give people some exposure to it and get it kind of on the rise. But I think actually maybe that's kind of the, like, downfall of Germany is, like, listen, I feel like you'd get more strength and more knowledge from being in a semifinal. But this is a German one that I think is better than stuff that they have, a lot of stuff they've submitted in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree that it's better than some previous entries, for sure. I don't think what they're doing at Eurovision is really working in a, like, to the extent where I think they just really need to revamp their whole selection process. Like, and not just, like, have a competition even. I think they really need to go, like, internal selection, perhaps. Although they tried that with Jendrik, and, you know, that also came in last.
So what Max is saying is, your professionals can't pick it, and your people have bad taste. Is this what you're getting at? That seems to be
the case. So, well, it's like one of those things where, like, Germany has a lot of really good music, and, like, much like the UK used to be, it's just, like, none of those people want to go to Eurovision. So it seems like it's very much like, oh, you know, brand new artist, like, hasn't ever even released a song kind of thing, are the kind of folks who go, and they just don't really get the training or a platform to, like, really elevate what they're giving. So it does come off a bit, you know, juvenile, and, like, not juvenile, but, like, art school, you know, like, it's not giving us anything really sophisticated.
It's not as polished as it's we're not seeing polished. Out of, like, Sweden and some of the bigger countries that are used to competing at a higher
level. Even, like, I think, like, the Netherlands, like, really maybe last year accepted, but like really invests in their young artists, or Belgium, right? When they had sent, you know, Belgium, maybe actually less so, because they're kind of, when they went too young, it really kind of backfired. But
I'm talking about Blanche.
Blanche did really well. I'm talking Elliot, you remember?
Oh,
that one was like a real mess. And like, that was like, it's really hit or miss with those young artists. And like, you really need to give them all of the support. And I feel like Germany just isn't, even though they're selecting those artists to go. So I don't know. I think they need to really rethink their model. But at the same time, I think it's just, bad luck. Like, Lord of the Lost, I thought was such an interesting departure from where they normally were, and they still got last. So I don't really know what Germany can do. And like, Lord of the Lost, also an established artist, established, you know, group. So I don't know what the solution is, but whatever they're doing is not working.
Maybe if they have an entry where the artist's name is Sweden and the song is called Sweden. Camouflage. Now Germany with Sweden. Oh, it's not Germany. It's Sweden. Cool. Points.
Perhaps. All right. Well, let us move on to our next country. Another perpetual stand country, for me at least, Moldova, who is sending Natalia Barbu with the song In the Middle. Natalia Barbu is also a previous entrant from Moldova from, I believe, 2007. And yeah, so let's
welcome
see what...
Welcome back, babe.
Welcome back. And let's see what is in the middle. That was bad.
See what's in the middle.
That was bad.
I love it. Don't be afraid of falling down. All around the world is changing overnight. I want you to be happy.
Say on a theme from last session, a little unsettling again, but I kind of loved it. I don't know. I like started out like pretty skeptical and like unnerved by how it's just unnerving. I don't even know how to describe it. Like their movements, the fact there's like five kind of like Moldovan Stepford Wives on stage. But then something about, I don't know, I think Moldova really knows how to do the most with the least somehow. I feel like they always have, like, not a super high budget staging, and then somehow, like, something about it is, like, really entrancing. And it's, like, the dancing on this one, there's, like, five women who all look similar, and, like, they're all kind of doing, like, very precise, like, dance movements, but just standing there, and they all pull out the violin. The vocals on the end got a little crazy for me, but like I kind of started unnerved, and halfway through was like, oh, I kind of love this. Something about it really drew me in a way that I think I need to sit with it for like a week or two, and in a week or two I might be like, that was bizarre, or I could be like, I love that.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that Moldova is doing something like a bit more sophisticated and elevated than usual, I think I would call it. Like, I think we come to expect Moldova to do something like crazy and weird. And this is certainly, yeah, I think a little bit more like artsy even. Like, this feels like, I think of like those like folk ensembles, you know, like the very serious ones that like play at like the Kennedy Center, the kind of thing. But yeah, no, I think it's interesting. I'm entertained by it. I think there's an interesting staging concept for sure. So good on Moldova. I guess my one qualm is that this is the last time they sent an artist who hadn't gone to Eurovision before was like 2019. So it'd be nice if they gave some new blood a chance. But, you know, Moldova, the artists they recycle are also good artists. So I guess I can't complain that much. But Yeah. I mean, I think solid entry from Moldova. And I think in this year of like, where we're getting a lot of other kind of like really interesting, weird things that kind of maybe are monopolizing on Moldova's niche that they usually, monopolize is not the word, right word, but like they're kind of taking over Moldova's niche, that Moldova's kind of trying something else. So good for them. I'm excited to see how well this does at the contest.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, kind of like the same as you were saying, Bart, the same reaction to this that I had to Latvia, where I was like, oh, this is really creepy. I was like, who's singing? Like, maybe it's a deepfake. Maybe it's one of the others that's actually like the main singer and it's not the one in the front. And I just constantly was asking that. I was like, are they trying to trick us? But they pulled off the vocals and it was like pretty cool and like kept me engaged. And yeah, I'm here for things that are, you know, low key going to give me nightmares, but then excite me halfway through the nightmare. It's like, you know, like the crazy clown just like ends up actually giving you candy and not murdering you. And you're like, oh, nice.
What an odd kink you have.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I'm gonna talk about it in therapy a little bit. But yeah, good on you, Moldova.
All right. Well, let's move on to Estonia, who is sending... And I apologize. None of this is going to come out correctly. Five Minust and Pulup, who are the winners of STLOW this year with the song title. Nendes narkutikumidest e temea kumidagi? Maybe? I'm so sorry.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm so sorry, Estonia. I don't...
You speak such beautiful Estonian, Max. I didn't know you were fluent.
Apologizing to all of my Estonian friends for that butchery. But yes, band with song.
What Estonian friends do you have? And do you still have them after pronouncing that way?
To be fair, they did give him an impossible task.
They did. So this is Band with Song from Estonia.
Seems like whatever ketamine Finland was on, they shared it with Estonia. And both of them just decided to go, what? Is there something in the air, in the water? I don't know. Same criticism is I'm not sure there was singing in this. Good. B, I do not think that this is mocking the same way that Finland, I think Finland is. But so it had some heart to it, which I can appreciate that. Did I like it as of right now? No. I'm still gonna bop to it, but like no.
Except this is giving me full like Turner Letzel vibes. Like it really like what I just said about other countries taking Moldova's niche, like this to me is Trenta Letzel. Like we're watching it and we're like, what the fuck is this? But when we get to Turin, like it's gonna come in second with the televote. You know, like I think it's a lot of fun. It's weird. Estonia finally gets to be weird. It's been so long since they've been weird, and I'm happy for them. And it's catchy as fuck. I don't know. I had such a good time watching this.
Okay, but like Trenta Letzel was a song. And I don't know what the fuck was just on my computer. Like, nope, no. Like, I have no word. I don't know what the hell that was. I hit the end of my rope during that performance. I'm like really burnt out after watching it. I feel like it was 10 minutes long. I don't know what the hell was happening.
10 minutes long. There were like 20 people on stage. Like,
I was like, this isn't even allowed at Eurovision. There are 50 people in this performance.
I was wondering, I was like, wait, did the song start or is he just announcing his band in the beginning? And I was like, oh no, like the song has started. Like this is the song. I guess.
Wow. Okay. I don't know. I had such a good time. It's such good party vibes. And I have a feeling, yeah, like, Bart, you'll come around to it in Malmö.
I want to be no part of a party with that going on. Babe, like, you go to a party to listen to, like, Break Free by Ariana Grande. Not go to a party to listen to, like, that weird chanting to, like, a beat.
We go to different parties, Bart.
I'm aware. I, like...
So this is going to be playing either in Copenhagen or Malmö. And... like, one of you is going to be on one side, the other is going to be on the other side. Like, come to the weird side. No, the bops are here.
Max, you can go to this party. I will be shirtless at the other party, making out with boys to Lanoia. And you can listen to that song and try to pronounce it. I hope you have a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah, you know what? The day you can pronounce the song perfectly, Max, that is the day we respect that you like this.
Okay, I'll look up how to pronounce it and then send you a voice memo tomorrow and see how you feel. That's what's going to happen.
That is fair.
I don't know. Well, you know what? Estonia, you do you. We're happy for it. Okay.
Well, like, Max, can you hum me some of the song we just listened to? How did it go?
No, keep going.
Like, what was the hook? Like, what part of the melody stuck with you?
Okay, do things have to have a melody? I don't know.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, we're not expecting Vivaldi, but like, yes, it has to have some melody.
I prefer my songs to be slightly melodic. And a song.
Also, there was a scene where I just felt like they were harassing an old man. I was like, leave him alone. Then to find out that he was a part of the band. Like, if I'm about to call the cops for a hate crime, you know, it's just, that is not the vibe that I'm going for. I was worried about the old people on that stage. It felt like a crime more than a performance.
Okay, well, it made me happy, so.
Okay, Batman.
So happy for you.
All right. Well,
I think Max is going to go to therapy now because me and Alex have dragged him enough. So I guess we can say that's enough for this week.
This is the season that broke me. It took 7 seasons, but we got there. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. That's all we have for you this week. We will see you next time with 4 more songs from this year's Eurovision Song Contest, and maybe we'll agree on those and see what happens.
4 more maybe songs from the Eurovision Contest.
Listen, I think
no
this year
that they will be a song.
This year it might have the most, like, is this a song songs. So good for it, yeah. I'm into the fact that we're getting a little more interesting and diverse with our music choices here. But
can we name, like, if we named our seasons, this season would be called, is this a song?
It's already several episode titles. That joke is done to death at this point.
Girl bops and not songs. All we want.
All we want. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. You can follow us on Twitter/X at @SSE_pod. And we'll see you next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.